Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about why having one big client or even a job is not as safe as you would think. Let's cue that intro and get started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so I remember about a year ago, I read this incredible book from Ogilvy, who is one of the legends in advertising. He was kind of like one of the original Mad Men, which is kind of neat. If you ever watch that show, it's a really good look into kind of some of the behind the scenes of big advertising agencies, more of like the drama. But he was one of the original Mad Men, and Ogilvy had this book called Ogilvy on Advertising, which is actually a really fascinating read. And I remember as I was reading it, I think it was in like chapter 3 or chapter 4, he shared this story about how he wanted to potentially work with Ford as his client. And Ford basically had these big demands, and they had this like just a whole bunch that they wanted. He hadn't secured them yet as a client. But when they went back and forth with the request for proposals, suddenly he realized that they were going to make up over 50% of his revenue. And that would mean, because Ford is very like high level and demanding, that would mean that he would have to hire people specifically to work with Ford, and that it wouldn't be as profitable, and just a whole bunch of different things came up. And so one of the things that Ogilvy actually taught was that you should never have all of your eggs, or even 50% of your eggs, in one basket with one client or one job or one opportunity, because then you're just honestly not looking at risk as a possibility. And what happens with that is everything feels safe and secure until it isn't. I mean, it's awesome to focus all your attention on one client until that client decides to let you go, and then it's not as awesome. And when you lose that, you lose all your income, and now suddenly you're panicking. When you work in a job, I'm not bashing on jobs at all, but it's the equivalent of having one client that pays for all of your time. So you've never built out anything as like a safety net just in case that disappears. And the funny thing is, a lot of people think that a job is the safety net, but the truth of the matter is, it is not a safety net, because if it disappeared tomorrow, what would you rely on? I mean, we hope that things like unemployment will be there, but even then it can be difficult and it doesn't always happen. And so for me, one of the things that I realized was having a whole bunch of different clients at different revenue points, none of them taking up, even at this point, 25% of our revenue, it keeps you from ever being in a position where a client can demand certain things of you or kind of make you bend over backwards to serve them. It keeps you from ever being in a place where you find yourself desperate or having to cave to what the client wants exactly. There's something so beautiful about having kind of options in a way. And so it's not that I'm always about having options. However, there's something very powerful about having the financial freedom of knowing, okay, I've got, you know, this client, I've got this client, I've got this client. If I lose one, is it a bummer? Yeah, for sure. But I can always rely on the income I have from other clients, the revenue that I'm generating from other clients, to sustain me while I work to secure, who knows, maybe one or two. And so it's a very powerful way to make sure that you mitigate the risk. And if I were to challenge you to do something today, it would be to always look at the potential bright side, but to be real about the worst case scenario or some of the risk. And it can be easy to be Pollyanna-ish at times, like, oh no, this is all going to work and it's going to be perfect. And is that an awesome attitude? Yeah, for sure. But at the same time, if we can just like make a couple small moves or adjustments to get rid of a whole bunch of risk, that's worth it. So why not just explore, what does the other side of this look like? If everything doesn't go according to plan, what does that look like? Now, I read this amazing book. I'm almost finished with it. It's called The Road Less Stupid. And it sounds super insulting, but it's the interesting thing is, this book is like about making less stupid decisions versus making more smart decisions, and as funny as that sounds. And what I've learned through that book is if you start to just remove some of our own stupid decisions, I know that that's like harsh talk, but it's so good. The interesting thing is like it literally is transformational in your business. And there's a quote from this book that says, you don't have to be brilliant. It's enough to become progressively less stupid. And I really like that because it reminds me that if I can just even have another client as a backup, then I'm not necessarily being brilliant. I'm just being less stupid, as funny as that sounds. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. By the way, I want to invite you to join us in our 2020 vision planning. It is evergreen. And I know you might be saying, but wait a second, Rachel, like 2020's already started. Not a problem. Let's hit a massive reset. If you want to join us, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, and you'll find the link there in the show notes. I will catch you guys later. Bye. 是